You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Hi, everyone. Happy Tuesday. So it is officially May 6th today. Before we go into financial information, I have some fun things to talk about and some interesting things to talk about. So we're not always talking about the financial markets, but we'll cover those in a little bit also. But we have some exciting things in the beginning to talk about. So happy Tuesday. This is Elizabeth Powell from Tech Trend Investments.
And this is Joseph. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Hope everybody's had an amazing weekend and end of last week. It's been a fun week. It's been fun. So let's start with something. And it's an odd occurrence for me, especially being in Canada. And we don't really follow the trends, but I've brought it up so many times now. I think my mom's caught on. I think I finally participated in my first Taco Tuesday.
How funny. Did you have guacamole too?
There was guacamole.
Well, that's good. We're starting a trend here.
We are. And I didn't even have to tell my mom about it, but I've mentioned it so many times. It just happened.
So there's some exciting things going on in the world right now. We had a lot of events. It has been a big week. ETH did rally back and BTC did also. Just like we said, all the things that were going on, there was May the 4th be with you was Sunday. And then, so that's a big Star Wars day. And then yesterday was Cinco de Mayo. So a big holiday on the West Coast and probably in the States too. Just a reason to go celebrate and eat tacos and drink margaritas and beer across the across the states. The Fed is meeting this week right now, and then they don't anticipate cutting rates, but they'll have an announcement tomorrow. If they cut rates, the market is just going to go crazy. But we don't anticipate them cutting rates. So that's just a recap of like the last week. Oh, and then ETH just jumped.
I've been watching it.
So that's good.
ETH jumped. Looking very nice.
I wasn't going to talk about it right away, but ETH jumped. So there's some interesting things going on in the social world and in social media and in the world too. And I stumbled across somebody and I been following him a little bit, and now like a lot of people are following him too. There's this gentleman, I'm going to tell you who he is. He's on TikTok and he's on Instagram, and I'll give like a little bit more information about him, but I thought that it would be interesting for other people to follow him too, if you're interested. He's doing these posts. His IG handle is sailing, like SAILING underscore with underscore Phoenix, PHOENIX. And it's this gentleman that had worked in the corporate world. This is like his story. And he found out that he had an issue with his spine. And one of his biggest dreams have been to take a sailboat and like sail across the world. And so he just learned how to sail 9 months ago, bought a sailboat, and is sailing from Oregon to Hawaii right now, alone with his cat. And so,
Phoenix, you think, is his cat?
Huh?
We think Phoenix is his cat.
Phoenix is either the cat or the name of the boat or both. But now on Instagram, like I just found him on his first day of sailing. I think somebody had posted about it, and so I found out about him. And I told my other friends and my other sailing friends about him too. And then other people, because I think it's great to watch his journey and just to be inspired on what somebody actually does. So again, it's Sailing with Phoenix. If you go onto his IG, he has like 589,000 followers right now. He also has a TikTok too, so you can watch him on TikTok also. And then I think he started a YouTube channel, but like you're experiencing his journey live. He has nobody on the journey with him. Like, there's no other boats following with him. There's no backup plan. It's just him, his sailboat, and his cat. And it's supposed to take 20 to 25 days, but he's experienced a lot of turbulence, a lot of like high waves and storms and stuff on the first couple of days. And I'm just somebody who's so courageous and so brave and like goes after their passion inspires me, because I love people who pursue their passion. And he came to a point where he's like, this is my life, and something may or may not happen to me, and I'm not going to live the rest of my life not pursuing what my dreams are and my passion is. And he just took everything, sold off his 401k, bought the sailboat, never sailed before, practiced for 9 months, and then decided to go on a solo journey from Oregon to Hawaii. And so now he's on day 6, which is inspiring because, like, there's nobody else around, and he has Starlink at least, so he's able to communicate and tell people what he's doing, and he can respond to people in the comments. But that's like his only source of kind of communication to the world right now on this journey. And so it's kind of like people who were frontiers and decided to like go explore and do things, like he's that type of a personality because he came to something in his life that made that decision on something that he had a passion for. And if he didn't do it now, he might never have that chance again, and just went for it.
I'm inspired just watching it. Like, his boat is so cramped. It's a small, small, small sailboat. You can only imagine one. It has the top level and then a little cubby underneath where he has all of his stuff and where his cat stays. It is filled with all of his stuff. There's like no room to move. And I personally couldn't do it. And it inspires me to start stepping out of my comfort zone. But it's amazing to see someone with such passion take charge and do something that's going to makes a difference and it inspires people. And his story is going out there. And I remember when we talked about it, I think when we first saw it, I was on day 4, or when I saw it was on first on day 4 or day 5. So it was this weekend. We were in shock. We talked about it for almost 2 hours, 3 hours, about how amazing his journey is and where he's gone. He's a live tracker, if anyone's interested, on his Instagram. Elizabeth dropped his Instagram handle. He's a live tracker, so you can track everywhere he goes. I'm trying to follow it. It's hard, but it's super, super cool. And I'm not a big fan of the water or on boats, for a matter of fact.
Yeah, but like, he doesn't even have a backup. So my reach out there to anyone listening that happens to have a yacht or something, if you could go escort him, I would be grateful. You know, it'd be fun. You know how like you see the movie, what was it? Forrest Gump, right? And he's running across the Americas. Like, I know it was just a movie, but he's running across the states, and then people start joining him and running with him. Can you imagine if there was like his boat going to Hawaii, and then like all these other boats started to go alongside with him on that journey? That, you know, they're bigger boats and they have more sustenance and backup generators and food and water and all that kinds of stuff. But can you imagine like a whole fleet of them like going on this journey to cheer him on? Oh, or seeing somebody, cool. Or like seeing somebody run a marathon, right? And they're running the 26 kilometers and they come near the end. And at the very end, like they've built up this race. They did it as a goal. They did it as an inspiration. And they weren't a runner before. And then they come near the end and they're 100 feet away and just collapse. And then the other runners who are going for their time and they're trying to make their time and they're doing it for, you know, that they're a runner, goes ahead and picks up that runner and carries them across the finish line. It knocks off time off of their finish, but they helped somebody, you know? So, like, that's kind of how I see the inspiration of this guy. But the thing is like, I want people to understand that, like, you don't have to go to a dire circumstance to make a decision to like chase a passion. You don't have to give up everything to chase a passion. you can start something like if you're working full time and you want to start something, you can start as a hobby on the side. Because think of all those hours that people just watch Netflix or movies or scroll through Instagram or, because my voice, scroll through TikTok. It's like, think of all that time that you're consuming watching other people living their life and doing the things that you want to do, that it only takes like one baby step a day, like one step in the direction of something that you're passionate about or something that you used to do all the time. Like, I know people who used to go camping all the time or rock climbing or doing things that they have a passion for. And now they got so caught up in their work and their day to day that they just come home, turn the TV on, go to bed and start the day all over again. But or they scroll through social media and seeing all these people do all the things that, that they love. Like it only takes like one step a day to get towards something that you're passionate about or just to restart something that you used to do. Or travel, or start a hobby, or start a side business, or reach out to somebody they haven't talked to in a long time. Like, it shouldn't come to the point where you have bad medical news to make a decision to follow your passion and, like, just do it. It shouldn't have to be that a loved one passes away and you, like, face with your immortality, and then you decide to change your life. Like, you can start pursuing these things that you love today, like instead of scrolling through social media or, you know, watching TV all day or sitting in bed, like there's so many things that you can do or try, like new hobbies, new adventures, new side businesses, restart something that you used to love as a kid, like something that you used to be passionate as a kid and you kind of put that dream aside because you had to be an adult and grow up. Like you can pursue those things again. So I think that like seeing this again could be an inspiration, hopefully, to a lot of people to just go out and do something, like just take the initiative, take that first step and try something again, like just pick up that hobby that you used to do or try that new thing that you haven't done. Try that new food that you haven't tasted, like step out of your comfort zone, because at the end of the day and the end of our lives, the only thing we're going to look back on is like those adventures that we had, those memories that we created, those people that we love, the friendships that we had, and the person that we became. And so doing these things is going to make you become a better person, grow, evolve, and like step out of your comfort zone and be proud of who you were in your life.
Exactly. I'm going to start doing that more too. I've started to try different foods, trying to start different habits. I've changed my life in about 6 months already. I used to be a pure gamer, we'll call it. Now I don't touch games at all. So it takes a little bit of getting out of your comfort zone, switching up the norm, switching up what you always like fall back on. If you fall back on watching movies 24/7, try going out and going for a walk instead. If you want to go out for a coffee every morning, try going to a different place. If you stick with the same place, go to a different place. You never know who you're going to meet at the new place. It all starts with breaking your normal cycle. And if you break your normal cycle and you start stepping out and trying these new things and exploring these new habits, then you'll find other things in life that you're passionate about. And it's always the things that you're scared of doing. And we talked about it last week. It's always the things that you're scared of doing that you're going to find something that you love in. Flying Elizabeth's example, for me now, for me, it was always gaming, and I wouldn't think of me doing anything else. And now I can't touch gaming anymore because I see it as a waste of time. There's so much more that you can do than just sticking in your normal routine. You just have to get out and do it.
And the biggest passion that you find are the things that you love the most are usually on the other side of your fear. So like all the things that I feared the most, and I finally, I didn't overcome the fear. I just had to like barrel through it and just do it. And after I barreled through my fear, like the things that I feared the most, the other side of it was the things that I was most passionate about and that I loved the most. And like everyone's always worried about failing or what other people will think, or I should not do this. There's a lot of shoulds involved. If you hear a should, that's other people putting those thoughts into your head. It's not what you are thinking. So like sometimes you just have to quiet the no noise and just do it. And so like wherever your biggest passion is usually on the other side of your fear. And so what we've been doing and like why we've had the show and teaching people how to invest and how to trade. And yes, it sounds complicated. We're just trying to eliminate like the unknown, because the unknown is usually why people won't try something. If they understand things, they learn a little bit more, they take that first step, they just try it. Like we always say, just try $10. Don't even have to jump into anything. That's like anything in life. If you're going to learn how to swim, you don't dive in the 12-foot deep end of the pool on your first day, right? If you're going to river raft, you don't know how to swim, you're not going to jump in the river without a life jacket. So like everything that you try, you start with that first tiny baby step, like you get your toe wet or you just put your suit on and go next to the pool. So like it just starts with those like first little tiny steps, like you learn and you understand and then you take action and then you take a little bit more of action and then you find out if you like it or not. If you don't like it, then you don't pursue it anymore. Like you don't have to make a lifelong commitment to swimming if swimming's not your passion and you try it and you find out you don't like it. But if you tried it and you discover that, oh my gosh, where have I been? This is my favorite thing in the whole entire world. Why haven't I been doing this every day? Then you discovered something and you've become more of who you are and you're happier and you're more content and it leads to other things. And then the swimming may lead to river rafting because now you know how to swim. So there's no fear. but I mean, like most people just won't try anything. So like, just go out and do it. Like he says, just do it.
What was that, Shia LaBeouf? And that was a trend. Just do it. Don't let your dreams be dreams. I remember that. That was one of the main pushes for me to step out of my comfort zone. Like I never used to be into public speaking. I'm on a radio show now and I absolutely love it. Go figure.
Right. The things of your biggest fear, are usually the things that you're most passionate about and you're good at.
That's a compliment. I'll take it.
So yeah, that's why we're here. We're here to like remove the veil, remove the fear. Like, don't be scared. Like there's millions of other people that are probably just as scared as you are. And the ones that are the brave souls are the ones that put their toe in the water, you know, that they just try it. And then
I'm not jumping straight in.
No. but then if you're like passionate about it and you like it and you're really interested, then you just build a habit around it. So a habit is repeating the same thing. I think it's like 7 to 14 days consistently. And if you do it every single day at the same time, or you make it structured where, okay, so say you're going to go to the gym and you haven't been to the gym in a long time. Most people's biggest obstacles are all the things that it takes just to get to the gym. And then they're afraid of like how the experience is going to be once they're at the gym. So if you simplify it down and you say, okay, going to the gym means all I need is my water bottle and my sneakers and my gym clothes and I show up. If you make it that simple, you'll show up and you just say every day, 4 o'clock, I'm going to be at the gym. So every day you don't have to go through a huge workout. You just have to show up. Like the number one thing is just showing up. So if you show up and you're like, okay, I'm not feeling it today, just stretch and then you can go back home. But once you start stretching, then you're going to go, well, since I'm here and I stretch, I think I'll do a couple weights. And then once you do a couple weights, then you'll probably like do your workout. But the whole thing on just doing anything or creating a habit is making it simple, showing up, and then being consistent and then creating that habit. So all you have to do is, if you have a passion, like you want to swim, is put on your suit, go to the pool, put your toe in. That's all you have to do. Day two, go to the pool at the same time, put your foot in. Day three, go to the pool, show up, put your up to your knee in. So all you have to do is like to overcome your fear is just be consistent and then create a habit off of that and just show up, make it simple. Because like if most people think about, okay, this is what I'm going to do to go to the gym, I need to go to the store and buy workout clothes. And then I have to make sure I have the right kind of tennis shoes. And then I would have to make sure I have the right kind of socks. And then, do I look good in this or not? Maybe I should wear a sweatshirt. Maybe I shouldn't. What water bottle should I pick? Okay, my shoelaces. Should I tie my shoelaces or not? Do I take a shower at the gym or when I come home? Do I do this and this? So they make it so complicated when all you have to do is say, you know what? I have gym clothes at home. I'm going to put them on, put my shoes on, show up, and stretch. That's all. You simplify it. You simplify down the process and you just show up. Don't overcomplicate it. So, same thing with trading. I know we've been like really complicated on telling you all the ways to trade and how to trade and all the advanced ways to trade. And we are doing it so you understand like the complexity involved in it. Just like swimming, there's so many different types of swimming. There's, you know, breaststroke and backstroke and racing and Olympic swimming and, you know, shallow and race. I don't know all the types of
I
swimming.
don't either. I wish.
But there's like thousands of different ways to swim, right? But if you just show up and put your toe in, if you just show up and put your toe in, you've like started the process. So with trading, we say how to start is don't throw lots of money in. You don't have to know every single thing. Just invest $10. Start with $10. And if you like it, yay, I'm excited. If you don't, that's fine. Try another investing. Go buy a stock. Buy $10 of a stock. If you like it, yay, you're excited. Read the Wall Street Journal. Look at like Dow Jones, see what it's doing. Listen to the economics. Learn a little bit more. And if you don't like it, move on to the next thing. Go buy a house. You can't buy a house with $10, but you might be able to buy land, but you can't on an auction, but you can't buy a house necessarily. You know, like just start small, just do it. And then don't worry about failures. Like nobody makes a mistake. There are no failures. It's a learning process. That's what we do. We learn. We learn from quote unquote our mistakes, but it's never a mistake if you've learned from it and you've grown from it and it's evolved and it's taking you to the next step. It was not a mistake. It was a learning process. So, like if you invested in ETH and ETH was at the high at 4,100 and you put $10 in and ETH dropped down, guess what? You learned that there's cycles. You didn't fail because ETH goes on its bounce back up and it rallies back up and it range trades and goes up and down and up and down. And if you see what it does because you only invested $10, then you're ahead of the game. You didn't lose. If you invested $10 when we told you back in February of last year when ETH was 2200 and it went up to 4100 and you doubled your $10 to $20, yay. You listened. You tried something out. You like took the initiative right away. But it also was a learning process. It's how you learned. You got to see what it did. You got to see the cycles. You got to understand it a little bit more. You took that step. Like everything that we want to try, everything that we want to do starts with just that first step.
Exactly. And especially investing, the first step is putting your money in. It's not even investing the $10. It's finding out how do I even put my money in. And if you've gone as far as that and you've put $10 and you said, okay, I put my coffee money in, I figured it out, it was easy, it was simple, I could do it again if I want, and now I'm gonna go and I'm gonna put this $10 into Tesla, for example. You're putting it into a stock. Great. You put your $10 in, you watch it. You take your $10, you learn how to get a crypto wallet, you buy Ethereum. Those are all like the biggest steps. That's the biggest barrier to entry into anything, is just like entering it to begin with. Like, no one's gonna go and jump into the pool, like we said. No one's gonna jump into the 16-foot pool and start doing laps on their first day. They're gonna jump in, they're gonna put their toe in. Okay, maybe the water's too cold today. I don't feel comfortable. So you come back the next day. Oh, I like the water temperature. I'm gonna sit over the edge and I'm gonna dangle my legs in. Okay, now I'm feeling more comfortable. And then you start getting on that pace. And then you've broken that stigma in your head, and your that fear is gone, or it's still there, but it's starting to become comfortable. And you're able to do these things over and over and over again, and all those fears start to just fade away. When I first started investing, I remember loading up TD Ameritrade my first time and trying to put money in, and it wasn't working. And I kept trying and trying, and I couldn't figure it out. And then one day I'm like, you know what? I'm just gonna sit down, spent an entire day, figured it out. I got 100 bucks in there, Canadian, so it wasn't really worth much at the time compared to the USD value. But I put $100 in, and I said, and I said, you know what? Let's see what I do. What can happen in this? And then it just, I'm like, oh well, I like this. It's fun. I get to watch like the green and red up and down, up and down. Then I started learning what the candles were, what they meant, and I start getting more in depth and depth and depth and depth, and it started to becoming a day to day thing. Waking up, okay, let me learn something new about the chart, and then you start learning about the MACD, and then you start learning about all this stuff. And that takes maybe a year to start feeling comfortable to get into when you start learning about technical analysis. But you don't need to learn that stuff. You can go in there, and I was trading just fine, learning the candles and having fun with it, and just with my buddies on the phone and being like, oh my God, look, the chart's going up today, and having fun with it.
Right. The whole thing is like, we're just telling you just to try something, just to start it. And we know how complicated and difficult the journey has been. And like when we started trading crypto or day trading or watching charts or understanding what movement does and what a meme coin does and NFTs and ETH and BTC and the Dow Jones and S&P and NASDAQ and what kind of economic news affects the market right now, the markets are emotional. Like we've been doing this long enough that we know what affects the market. We know what's going to make a uptick and go green, or if it's going to be a sell-off or anticipation on everything. So yes, it's a lot of information, and yes, it's very technical, and it's combined with emotion and psychological movement and charts and TA and all this stuff. But the goal is like to make it easy for everyone. So just like a personal trainer will take you to the gym and walk you through a workout and make it easy for you so you don't have to figure it all out. That's kind of what we're here for. It's like to help you out, to understand, to learn. But in the interim, we have also built tools to make it really easy so you don't have to figure it all out. You don't know how to take the steps. All you have to know is how to log in with your socials, and then decide to buy and where to exit, and then have it auto trade for you. And it's going off of all of the technical analysis, and it's going off of the emotion and the sentiment and what's going on in the market and what the key variables and indicators are going off to make it move a certain way. So the platform does it for you now. The platform has all of this information built in. So it's simplified. So all you do is show up to the gym and then walk away with the worked out body. Or you become a performer. You like dip your toe in the water and now you're an Olympic swimmer, you know? So that's like we built all this technology so that you don't have to learn it all. But we also want you to understand how it was built and why it was built and what makes it work, right? If you buy a car, you don't have to understand how to build the engine, why the pistons do what they do and the spark plugs and the tires and the oil. And you don't have to know, and you don't have to build the car from scratch. You go to the dealership, you negotiate your price, you get the keys, and then you drive off the lot, right? You have the car. You didn't have to build the whole entire car, but you understand how it works, kind of. So what we've been doing is explaining how to build the whole entire car and why each part of the car works a certain way that it does and why the brakes work to stop to make sure that you're safe and why the turn on ignition ignites and goes forward. Like we're explaining everything in detail so you understand like how the car was built. But all you have to do is like take Dragon Pro, sign up, and then turn on start, and then the car works. So like the goal is like you understand the complexity of it. And if you're an advanced trader, you can do all of the fun things and the analytics. But the goal is just to go in the car, push start, and like drive, right?
Yeah, that's the fun part. And I think driving is a great example because you skip, it's like skipping getting like the different stages of your license. You don't have to go through the classes and tests, and you're not tested every step of the way. Oh, do you know how to do parallel parking? Do you know how to do a U-turn? Do you know how to check your mirrors? You don't have to do any of that. It's like the tech does everything for you step by step. You don't have to learn it. And there's no tests. There's no test in it. I know tests are like a scary part of everything. Like you think, I'm going to go into this or for example, swimming. I'm going to go into swimming, and I remember going into swimming classes as a kid. You get swim tests. I think I like lost my mind every time. I'd be panicking to leave the house. Tests were like my biggest fear. I didn't want to touch a test. So there's no test. There's no learning curves. It's just you go in there and you do it. If there's ever a chance to start trading, this is it. This is like the beginning step, but also the end step to getting to where you want to be.
Yeah, this is the fun part. So we took out all the complexities and just made it fun. And I know we're sounding more analytic describing how simple it is, but that's our brains, right? we have analytical brains, which makes us great traders. But if you want to know all the details, then we're here there for you, right? But if you want the simplicity version and just turn it on, that's why the bots were built. That's why Dragon Pro was built. And so, so we've come full circle here today.
We really have.
Right. So like the biggest thing is like pursue your passions, try something, step on the other side of fear, take that tiny first small step, you know, whatever you're going to do, just try that first thing. But the reason I built all these bots is because I had to go through all of these things just to get to the simple part of it. Like, I had to master it all and learn all about it and understand why and what happens. And so same thing with traveling. Like, I did basically the proof of concept. I actually used my bots and traveled on them to prove that it can be done. And now I'm over 35 plus countries. And I've done little challenges because I was flying so much and traveling so much that I like even did little challenges. I'm like, okay, I'm going to fly to Europe. I'm going to stay there for 60 days. I'm not going to book where I'm staying or my flights until the day before on every single location I go to. And I stayed there for over 60 days. And I would book my flight the day before, and I ended up seeing 9 countries on that trip. The favorite part was, though, is because I was being so spontaneous, and I was just being dependent on my bots and my algorithm and trying to, you know, just test it out. And I'm like, this is going to be the ultimate test. Kind of like the guy going from Oregon to Hawaii and just, like, goes for it, right? So yeah. I'm in Europe. I'm on using my bots, using the algos, using my apps only, not booking anything until the day before, using only carry-on luggage, right, so I can just hop on a plane, take the ferry, take the transportation, figure it all out through my cell phone or from my apps or my algos, and then booking the day before, so not booking in advance, not booking the flight in advance, nothing. But the biggest adventure, and I've told this story before, I think, is when I was in Santorini, and I would book the same place. It was in Parisa, like the black sand beach, Parisa. And it was like 25 feet to the water. I was in a one bedroom overlooking the pool. I got it for $25 a night because I was using the algos and the apps, and my flights were only like $100, and country hopping, it was like $20, $25. And even by booking it the night before. And I come downstairs, and every day the front desk would be like, are you staying another night? Like, yes. Cause like that was a smoking deal. I'm in Santorini in Greece for $25 a night. Like, how can you beat that? Right. I'm like, okay, I'm going to stay a few extra days on this place. I did see Thea. I did see Ia. So I just like saw all the Santorini, but I was in Black Sand Beach in Parisa. I come downstairs. Are you staying another night? Yes. Are you staying another night? Yes. Then I come downstairs and they're like, so we just want to let you know that we're going to be closing for the season tomorrow and you have to leave.
Stay there that long.
And the ferries will stop running pretty soon. So I'm like, okay, I guess it's time to move on now to the next location. But that's how spontaneous I was. I was like proving the concept, proving that it would work, going for it, stepping out of my comfort zone, trying it out, and just proving that I could do it. No fear, just do it. And it brought me, like, having that no fear and like stepping on the other side brought me to the most beautiful place and had the best adventure and most passionate thing, right?
Yep, and you didn't have to sell your 401k to do it.
No, I didn't. Because it only cost me $25 a night, and the flights were like 100 and a quarter from the States to Europe, and then country hopping from 25 to 50 on that trip, too. So, yeah, and then you could go get gyros, which is like kind of their junk food in Greece. So it's funny, like if you go to the States and you go to a restaurant and you buy gyros, it's like a main dinner. It's like your dinner, yep. Right? But if you go to Greece, that's like their McDonald's. That's their junk food.
It's a snack. And,
yeah. And so they have stands all over the place and you go get gyro. And then they put French fries in it too, which was new to me when I first went to Greece. And I'm like, and it was only $2.50.
Yep. It's the McDonald's, it's the fast food, it's the junk food, and then you go and then you run into the stands and they have the gyro
it's
and the
so
French fries,
good though.
And they have the pastries everywhere. Like it's different. Life is different. You have to experience the other side, right? You have to step out of your comfort zone. If Elizabeth didn't go and step out of her comfort zone, she wouldn't have experienced the $2.50 gyros in Greece.
and dollar espressos in Italy, like you go stand up to the counter, you put your euro down and you get the espresso, you stand, you don't sit and socialize. In Greece, you sit in the cafe and you socialize all day and you have like one coffee and they'll let you like sit on the patio all day long and everyone just socializes all day long. But like in the stands in Greece, like for the euros, you walk up to it and they shave the meat in front of you and they're using the fresh pita and then the fresh ingredients and they're making it all in front of you. So, and it's only like $2.50. So
life is different out there. I'm Greek, I'm biased, so I'm not gonna make a comment in Italian.
Yeah.
But life on the other side and in Europe and traveling and anywhere you go when you travel, you're gonna experience things that you never thought you'd like, right? And you're gonna experience mm-hmm. these things like $2.50 euros, a dollar espresso. You go, like you probably go to Switzerland and you get like a dollar and you get the Swedish meatballs, like IKEA, like iconic foods that you've had.
A little bit better tasting than IKEA, I'm sure, but yes.
I'd hope.
But yeah, and then going to Spain, if you don't look too much like a tourist and you go and order a drink, it can be a soda or a beer or wine or something. They bring out tapas, which are little mini appetizers, and they're so good. It's like complimentary. So you can go and sit out on the patio, like in the cafe, order your drink. They'll bring you out tapas, and you can look at the village and see everything else that's going on and just watch and enjoy the moment for like the cost of a drink.
See, if we had that here, everyone would be drunk on the patios.
Well, you could order soda too. Yes. Yeah. So, yeah. And then like in Greece, I mean, they sit and drink coffee all day.
It's coffee,
you know?
All day. You get,
yeah.
You get your
so they're not cafe. Drinking.
Mm.
Right.
But yeah, but even in Greece, like you can get coffees delivered. I never thought you could do that. You can't even get Starbucks delivered in the U.S. and Canada. You can't. Oh.
But okay, so you can on Uber Eats, so.
Okay.
I haven't personally had Starbucks delivered, but yes. so tell the story of Greece having coffee delivered.
Oh, I was in my grandparents' village, and we were there for about a week, and we were staying in the village a little bit north of Santorini. And we were just wake up one morning, and my yaya, which is a Greek grandmother, calls the coffee place and asks for five coffees, just regular five coffees. And we're like, okay, so we're gonna have to go pick them up. So everyone's getting ready and we get a knock on the door and we're like, oh, what's that? So probably one of the friends, the village friends, come in to say hi to the family since we're all in town. And all of the coffees show up. They have these plastic bags and in the carry trays of the coffees. And we're like, I think you're at the wrong house, because we thought someone just went picked up and were delivering to their family. No, it's the barista walked over from the other side of the river, this little stream river in the middle of the village, walked across the bridge and came right to our door, delivering us coffees.
Oh,
something
that's
I never thought would have happened in my life, getting delivered coffees in a small village in Greece.
Oh, Yeah, see, like those are the kind of experiences and those are the kind of memories that you remember, right? And those are the things that you just go and do.
You
And
just have to
then
experience it, right?
it creates memories forever. It adds to your life. It adds to who you are. It adds to your character because now you have all of these experiences,
Yeah,
and you
and
see life differently.
you're built
And
up
you
of experiences, right? Like everything that you do is built of experiences. What you've done, what you want to do, what you've seen, what you've heard. Like if I never experienced getting delivered coffee, then I probably wouldn't have even tried getting like a Starbucks card back in the day. Like getting the card to go and do that and to get like the pickups. Like it adds to it. It adds to your life. It adds value. It adds meaning.
Yeah, and then of course, me, I have to be overlooking the water with palm trees. And so my view right now, while I'm talking to all of you, because I found a way to do it, is I'm overlooking a giant pool, and that's why the pool scenario with palm trees and the water flowing by, green, beautiful water. Even though there is a storm right now, so again, I'm traveling again, but no raccoons weren't running in front of me at this moment.
Inside safe from
They're
the
probably the
raccoons.
raccoons are probably in shelter, but
It's all part of the experience. If you never experienced the raccoons, then we wouldn't have had it caught on the show, and it wouldn't have been a moment that we can laugh about, right? Like it's every little thing, and we don't think about it in the moment because it in the moment we're like, oh shit, a raccoon, and you get scared and you run away, or you pause, you mute your mic, and it's funny and it's scary in the moment, but after the fact we laugh about it, and it's an experience that you look back on, you're like, wow, that happened, and that was funny, and like it happened here, and I was around this people, I was doing this, and you remember it, and it changes you, and even the small things, they change you, right?
Well, I mean, it adds value to your life. It adds value to who you are and the experiences. And so, if all you do is go to your 9-to-5 job and then come home, watch TV, eat a frozen dinner in the microwave, go to sleep, wake up, and repeat, like you're not enriching your life. You're not reaching out for more. You're not trying new things. You're not adding to who you are. And you're going to be frustrated with your life. You're going to be frustrated with the people around you because you're not experiencing your passions or your joy, or you may think you're stuck. You're not stuck. You have the decision to do anything you want to. You just have to make that decision and do it. I mean, look at Sailing with Phoenix. He made the decision, sold off everything, practiced sailing, got in the boat, and is in the ocean right now from Oregon to Hawaii. He made that decision. You don't have to be that drastic, you just have to make a decision. You just have to, like, okay, today I come home from my 9-to-5 job. Instead of turning on the TV and putting in my frozen dinner, I'm going to make fresh food. So I stop at the grocery store maybe today instead. Make fresh food and then go sit out in the backyard. You just changed your habit. That's step number one. It wasn't a big change. It wasn't a lot of stuff, but you changed your habit. Day two, you come home, make fresh food. I'm going to go take my food to a park and go eat in a park. You stepped out of your comfort zone. You're doing something different. You get to feed the squirrels. Don't
Oh
feed the squirrels, though. You get to see the squirrels, but
no.
you're changing your habit. Day three, okay, you know what? I'm doing things different. I feel a little different. I'm a little excited. Maybe today I'll go to the gym. I'm going to go to the gym on the way home from work instead. Pick up some fresh food, cook the fresh food, go for a walk after I had dinner. You just change your habits again. Okay, day five, like he has his days, right? Too, on Sailing with Phoenix, you'll see his day one, day two, day three, day four, day five. You're on your day five. I think I'll go online and see what flights are for $100 from LA or from wherever you are. I'm going to fly somewhere just random. I'm going to pick LA to anywhere and then do a search. Like our flight bot, you can do the location of where you're flying out of, and you can pick to anywhere. So you can pick a random spontaneous thing. Okay, on May 25th, if I go anywhere, I can fly to Denver for $25. Okay, I'm going to book it. It's only $25. If I decide not to go, $25 is not that big of a deal. I'm going to just book it. You get closer to the date and you start to get excited and you start to pack and you start to, you're going to the gym and you're feeling healthier and you're eating healthier and you're excited and now you're traveling and May 25th comes and you fly to Denver. You know, like little tiny baby steps every single day can change your habits, change your life, change who you are, and add value to you, right? That's what the goal is like, try new things, step out of your comfort zone, find your passion. Don't come to the end and look back at your life and go, oh my, I regret I didn't do this, 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 and this. At the end, the only thing that matters is like who you are and what you've experienced and what you've done. Because all those naysayers and all those people that said didn't have faith in you, didn't believe in you, didn't think you could do it, they're nowhere around at the end, right?
Right.
So the only decision you can make is now, today, like try something new, be adventurous, step out of your comfort zone, start with the baby toe in the pool, start with turning the TV off, start with eating something fresh, start with taking a walk, you know, like start with small things, start with trading with $10. Like it does not take a lot. And then, you know, find your passion, find what you love, like pursue that. Like the greatest things that we've done have been on the other side of fear. Those are the things that we're most passionate about. And we just want to bring it to everybody else. Because if we have a world full of happy people doing what they love and that are passionate about, when you walk down the street, you're going to see a lot of smiles. You're not going to see a lot of frowns. You're going to see a lot of happy people. So, you know, it starts with one person. And maybe it starts with you out there listening today and you're driving home on your commute from work. Stop off and get some fresh groceries and start today.
That's it. That's all it takes. Start with the groceries or start when you, before you go home, you stop off somewhere and or you go to a bar and you say hi to a friend or you go stop off at a friend's house. You do something small, something that you wouldn't normally do in your daily routine. Just do it.
Just out of your comfort zone. Right. And happy Taco Tuesday. Happy belated Cinco de Mayo. Happy belated May the 4th be with you. Celebrate life, you know, have fun. And we have some big announcements coming up in the next couple of weeks. So get ready.
Get ready.
And hope you all touched grass, had fun, enjoyed your life. And here we go.
Bye, everyone. Have a great weekend. Have a great rest of your week. Signing off. Bye,
see
everyone.
Y'all next Tuesday. Bye.
You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.